We can get the news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
France's new Popular Front has won the largest number of seats in parliamentary elections, with official results showing a victory for the left-wing alliance. But it fell short of an absolute majority. President Emmanuel Macron's centrist Ensemble grouping came second, with Marine Le Pen's National Rally in third. The country now faces the prospect of a hung parliament, as the three groups have no tradition of working together. Karen Creed reports from Paris.
This was a surprise result in a snap election that gripped the nation and led to a high turnout in this second and decisive round yesterday. It has seen the new Popular Front, an alliance of Greens, Communists, Socialists and the hard-left party France Unbowed, winning the most seats in Parliament, followed by President Emmanuel Macron's centrist alliance. While supporters of the left have been celebrating, they are short of an absolute majority. France now enters uncertainty over the shape of its future government and a likely prime minister. It has been described as a staggering result in a closely fought election by a hastily assembled broad leftist coalition and President Macron's centrist alliance against the far right. It has also put the spotlight on the strength of a tactical pact between them to block a national rally victory. Marine Le Pen's party had secured a lead in the first round a week ago, but was ultimately held back by centrist and left candidates who withdrew in hundreds of constituencies to avoid splitting the vote against the national rally in this second round. Speaking after the results, Ms. Le Pen said victory was only delayed for her party. Prime Minister Gabriel Attal said he would offer his resignation to President Macron today, but added that he is ready to remain in office as Prime Minister as long as duty requires. President Macron did not speak publicly last night, with the Elysee Palace releasing a statement to say he was analysing the results of the election.
A new Green Party leader will be elected this morning following a vote among membership. Integration Minister Roger O'Gorman and Minister of State Senator Pippa Hackett are both seeking to replace Eamon Ryan. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane.
More than 3,500 party members were eligible to vote in this election. The voting took place online between Thursday and yesterday. Those involved in organising the leadership campaigns have predicted the result will be close. The new leader will be announced in Dublin at 11 a.m. It is expected that they will hold their first meeting with the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach later this evening. The change of Green leader does raise the possibility of a reshuffle of the Green Party ministers. However, this is not inevitable, sources within the party insist. Already, Media Minister Catherine Martin has spoken of her desire to stay in her role in order to complete the process of deciding on a funding model for public service media. While the outgoing leader, Eamon Ryan, has also expressed a willingness to stay on as Minister for Environment, Climate and Transport.
Keir Starmer is making his first visit to Northern Ireland as UK Prime Minister. He will meet the First and Deputy First Ministers and then delegations from all of the main political parties at Stormont during the second day of a tour of the devolved nations of the United Kingdom. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.
Keir Starmer has moved quickly to reset and rebuild relations between the British government and political parties in Northern Ireland, as well as between London and Dublin. His new Northern Secretary, Hilary Benn, met Starmer's political leaders on Saturday and yesterday pledged to work with the Irish government on a new approach to dealing with the legacy of the Troubles. The new British Prime Minister will this morning meet Starmer's First and Deputy First Ministers before going to Parliament buildings for a tour of the Assembly Chamber and separate meetings with the main parties, including Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald. In a statement in advance of the meetings, Mr Starmer said his government will work with all communities, political parties and with respect to all traditions. He said Labour is a party of the Good Friday Agreement and the stability it has brought. The Prime Minister and Northern Secretary have both said resetting British-Irish relations will be a priority, a commitment welcomed by the Taoiseach after years of friction with successive Conservative governments.
Multiple judges have expressed despair over a lack of special care beds for some of the most vulnerable children in the state. The latest volume of reports from the Child Law Project shows that there are no special beds for many children in Ireland where there are child protection orders. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.
This is the final publication by the Child Law Project, which publishes and collects data on childcare proceedings in the courts. A shortage of appropriate placements in foster care, residential care and special care dominate the 70 reports. The dearth of placements, according to the Child Law Project, has resulted in the Child and Family Agency, or TUSLA, delaying applications to take children into care while it uses unregulated or unsuitable emergency placements. One High Court judge described the situation as a tsunami about to reach shore and said nothing was being done. The reports also highlight concern over the level of support in the care placements of children being sexually or criminally exploited.
The average global temperature last month was warmer than any previous June on record, according to the EU's Copernicus Climate Change Service. It was the 13th consecutive month to be the warmest for the respective month of the year. The average global surface air temperature last month was 16.66 degrees Celsius, which is 1.5 degrees above the pre-industrial average temperature for the month of June. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Create a modern, minimalistic home decor look and warmth in every room with Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Mostly dry at first today with sunny spells, but scattered showers will break out from late morning, mainly over the northern half of the country. Cloud will build in Munster and South Leinster later, with outbreaks of rain and drizzle following. Highest temperature 16 to 20 degrees.